Blog Talk Radio.
Have a relationship with the Father. You know, and we have our own life as an example of a relationship in that we can have with the Father. But we never take this physical and try to translate it into the spiritual and get some understanding, like Yahushua said to Nicodemus. You know, he said, if I tell you earthly things and you understand not, how can I tell you spiritually things and you don't understand? So Allah has given us physical world to learn from and our physical relationships to learn from. I just want to look up the word relationship to start off now. I just broke my glasses. Forgive me for that. And I forgot what dictionary I'm using, what app, but you can go in your own spare time and look it up. And have your tools ready, family. Your King James Bible, that's all we should need tonight. And if you want to go back and look up some of these words, you can. In the way which two or more people, groups, countries, etc., talk to, behave toward, and deal with each other. A romantic or sexual friendship between two people. The way in which two or more people or things are connected, you know. And we are here, we're spiritually based. We're Torah based. So when it says two or more people, we talk about male and female. We ain't just talking about just any two people, male and male or female and female. No, we don't deal with that. So when we're talking, it's Torah based. Scriptural base. So if you're joining and tuning in and you're like, okay, well, I have a relationship with my male partner and I'm a male, this is not for you. We're not speaking to you. You're female and have the same situation, this is not for you. No, we don't hate you here. We hate the sin. And we will talk about fornication just as much as we would talk about homosexuality. Oh, we would talk about adultery just as much as we talk about homosexuality. Any sin, because I know a lot of people like the smorgasbord. A lot of people do that. But that's not what we're here tonight. So we're going to go down to the full definition of it, and we're going to go to the definition that is in 3A and 3B. A state of affairs existing between those having relations or dealing. Relationship with his family. A romantic or passionate attachment. And all these things, that if we over 21, or maybe some of us are a little younger than 21, who have had a relationship, we all can relate to. We all can relate to having relationships, and maybe whether they're good or whether they're bad, like the brother just said. But in one of the first steps in having a relationship with someone is getting their attention. And no matter if we're male or female, how, if we have interest in another person, do we get their attention? You know, and some of us males, we may bulk up, we may lift weights, we may put on a shirt that may show lay on us. Or some of us, we may wear cologne if we have interest in the sister. We're going to do something, some way, and somehow to get this sister's attention. That is one of the first ways in getting to know somebody. You have to get their attention. And a female, she may put on something that's in our line, not something real sexy and seductive, because she knows she don't want to attract that type of female, that type of male. She may put on some perfume, her veil or her garb or whatever she has on may be matching and looking good, and the brother will say, wow, that sister looks good. And he may not even never saw her face, but how her outer appearance is, he may say to himself, she looks very nice, or that perfume she has on. And that perfume will get in that brother's nostrils, and he'll remember that the next time he sees her. Or that cologne may get in that sister's nostrils, and she'll remember that. So we are, as human beings, when we come to try to attract the opposite sex, we are going to do something to attract that person to us. We're going to get Some way, somehow, we're going to try to get that person's attention. And whatever means the brothers and sisters have, you know, you've been there. So let's see if Abba did the same thing. Did he try to get somebody's attention? Does Abba, in having a relationship with us as human beings, do he get our attention? In what way do we get our attention? When you think back, if you're a new believer, just follow along. But if you're a believer, you've been in the walk for what? Think back on how Abba got your attention. See, Abba, and he's not always like, he's, matter of fact, he's not like us. So he can use any means to get our attention. By any means, he can get our attention. And he knows just what will get our attention. Why? Because he knows us. I'm going to start in Exodus 3. Some of us may have heard this before. And I'm going to read down 3:1-3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Yah, even to Horeb. And the angel of Yahweh, appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burnt. That right there, that would have got anybody's attention. You walking up the side of a mountain, you look in there, you see a bush on fire, we all would have stopped and looked at that. Hold up, what's going on? We know that fire is consuming things. It burns things up. But even some of us may would have wanted, let me go touch it. You know, we wonder why this fire is not burning. But that was the meaning that Abba got Moses. That was a start of a relationship right there. He got Brother Moses' attention. Now, again, we all as individuals, we know when we starting out a relationship, how did Abba get your attention? Well, how did you get your Isha attention or your wife? How did you get your husband's attention? What took place? We want to show a parallel between a physical relationship and a spiritual relationship, which one was your physical spouse and one was your spiritual spouse, which is ours. So what happened, the bush was burning. Moses said, now let me turn aside. So what happens next once you got that person's attention? Now you have to find a way to keep their attention, to make and pique their curiosity, as one would say, to touch something within them, to say, oh, I like that interaction that I had with that person. I remember my wife, you know, the first time I met her, and we had a good conversation. And I was saying to myself, I like that. Not knowing in my own mind that we would end up married, but at that time, I liked what I saw first physically, but when we talked and our words exchanged, something inside me liked her even more. No different than the relationship that Abba is trying to have with us. He's trying to pique our attention, pique our curiosity, and keep it there. So something can turn into a relationship with him. Well, let us move down to same chapter, family, 13. Because once you get that person's attention, chapter 3, verse 13, what comes next? Once the small talk passes, what comes next? An introduction comes next. You want to give that person your name, huh? I'm such and such. She wanted to give you her name. Hi, I'm such and such. No different than what Abba did. And Moses said unto Yah, Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the mighty one, the Elohim of your fathers, has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What is his name? What shall I say unto them? Remember, at this time, we don't know each other. But we got each other attention. And well, that's not bad. 14. And Mighty One said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Can you imagine that when Moses first heard that? That's like giving somebody a nickname or a description of yourself. That's not the proper name of the Father. That is a description of him. But I know, but that's another story where a lot of people take I am that I am and say that is his proper name, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about relationship. You're not going to tell, I'm not going to straight up tell somebody, hey, my grandmother called me Peanut. You can call me Peanut. No, when I first meet a person, I'm going to give them my first name. So let's see what the Father do in a relationship. And Yahweh said, and Elohim said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. He didn't just give him his name. He gave him his name and gave him his credentials and said, look, I've been knowing you from your fathers. No different than what we would do. Not straight off. We may not give a person our credentials straight off, but we're going to introduce ourselves and we're going to present ourselves in a way that is presentable to another person. We're not going to go out there like Mook Mook and JoJo and all them guys and show ourselves and present ourselves in a negative light. Unless you want to meet a negative person. Unless you want to be with a negative person. With a person who with that same mindset. Because, hey, some people are like that. I remember meeting people just in conversation, and straight off the bat, they cussing right at cussing in the conversation. And I'm sitting there like, hey, although I may cuss at times, don't get that wrong. Don't say, hey, oh, that brother, you know. No, I'm not like that. I try not to cuss. But when I first meet a person, I'm not going to be coming out with a whole bunch of cuss words because I don't want to present myself as I am that type of person. I want to present myself in the best manner, in the most manner that I would like to be looked at. Don't we all? We all want to present ourselves in that manner. And sometimes it may not even be us. We may be putting on a facade. I remember my rabbi that passed, he told me one time that women put on makeup. You know, at that time, I was young, so I was a little green. I didn't understand what he meant. You know, sometimes we disguise ourselves and we have different motives on why we are presenting ourselves in this way. But we don't have to worry about that different motives with the Most High. We don't have to worry about that with him. When he presents himself to us, he is presenting himself in the truthful manner that no other human being or no one else can present themselves in a way. Because we all have something about ourselves that either we want to change or either we want to hide. Mm-hmm. And if eventually you're with that person long enough, it's going to come out. Trust me, if you have been in a relationship with a while, you'll sit back and your spouse and you'll be like, once the marriage vows and everything that took place and y'all had moved in together, oh, man, I didn't see that at first. Wow, I wish I would have saw that at first. But that don't mean that you don't deal with it. That's why that song says, whether good or bad. We endure to the end, whether good or bad. But there's some things that you may not know about a person right offhand. But that's why, let's move on. Where I finish at? 15. 15. And Yahweh said moreover to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh your mighty one of your fathers. Oh, I read that already. I'm sorry, I'm gonna just finish it out. The mighty one of Abraham, the mighty one of Isaac, and the mighty one of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Forever, family. Yahweh is his name forever. Now, I often ask a question to people when we talk. Can you truly know a person if you don't know their name? If you don't know what their name is, can you truly know a person? And some people will say yes, and some people will say no, to be honest, in a conversation. Because in our day and time, names don't carry weight as they did in ancient times, or even in some Eastern cultures and other cultures. But in our culture here, over here in the United States, it doesn't carry weight. Your name doesn't mean nothing but Sean. That's all it means. A person does not look at you as nothing else but Sean. And it's so ironic because we were talking about names earlier as I was driving on the highway, and we was talking about, I told the person that I'm going to go ahead and change my name permanently now. And she was like, why would you do that? Didn't your mother give you that name? And I'm like, yeah, my mother gave me this name. I said, but I want to change my name to the name that the father gave me. And she was like, well, how you know that the father gave you that name? I said, because he gives you confirmation on things that he did. I said, my name, my Hebrew name is Ariel. Ariel Tobias Ben Israel. I said, I had got my name. Remember that Sabbath when I got my name, that the rabbi, the spiritual leader, came and told me my name won't be Ariel. And it's not a name that we put on the wheel and he spent it and all right, bam, and he stopped it like Jeopardy or whatever game, Wheel of Fortune, and he picked out a name. No. He was shown the name. And by him being shown the name, he being a spiritual leader, he gave it to me. But that Monday when I went to work, we have a client, and the client had just came to work. I work with mentally challenged people. And she'd been there for like 2 months. And she was giving people, she was telling some of the people how they look. And, you know, we was all in the circle and talking. And the thing about it, her name is Sarah, you know. And she said that one of the coworkers, because he got this real big beard, she called him Scruffy. You know, he is Scruffy. And she said he looked like something. I forgot what she said he looked like, but I know she called him Scruffy, his name. And one of my coworkers said, well, what you going to call him? And she pointed at me. No, she said, first what she said, what do he look like? And the first thing she said, he looked like a lion. I remember as it was yesterday, it was like 6 years ago. She said, he looked like a lion. And I was like, wow, Albert. And, you know, and that was confirmation. Because that Saturday, I got my name. Here it is that Monday, I got the confirmation. And she said, he looked like a lion, and that's my name, the Lion of L. So that's how the Father gives you confirmation. And then how I got Tobias is she called me Tobias. She said, the other girl asked her, you know, well, what you going to call him? She said, I'm going to call him Tobias. And I'm like, wow, that sounds like a Hebrew name. And then I remember the book of Tobit, you know, his son Tobias. And then we did some, called my brother up, and we did some hallelujah, and we did some, we was excited about the name. And we come to find out, he brought out that the name was Yah is my good. And there was a whole nother revelation to that, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about a name that the Father is going to give us. And within that name, you start a relationship. Once you know that person, you'll start to know that person's character. If you look up name, that it'll take you to character, Shem, which the character of a person. But again, here in this Western Hemisphere, that we don't look at names like that. So if you meet a jail, you meet in the jail. You have to then find other means to get to know her character. Her name may not tell you too much about her. But I even beg to differ with that. I guarantee you some way, somehow, if you did some search in that name, that Yahweh would be able to show you something about that person through that name. Because all names have some type of origin. But you just got to go back and do some research and find out the origin of these names. All of them has some type of origin. And may in the culture that they came from had some type of meaning. So I guarantee you that if you do that study, you will come up and find something about that person. Maybe they don't even know. But we're not talking about that tonight either. So we're going to move on to getting to know a person. And how do we get to know a person? What happens in a relationship once you get past that? What comes next? It's courting. When we court a female, or when we court a woman, for the most part, a man should be courting a woman because he looks at her as precious, as something that needs to be sought out. And no different, mankind should be looking at the Father as something as precious, something that needs to be sought out. I believe Brother Yaakov brought out the same point, but in a different way. He talked about all the precious minerals, all the precious metals that we have, that mankind want to go and dig inside the earth and search out for these precious things, but mankind don't want to go and search out the Father. You have a lot of people out here saying that, I know the Father. Yeah, I believe in the Creator. But when you start talking to them and say, wow, you have no understanding of the Creator. You don't even know who he is. They have no clue on who the Father is. And it puzzles you at times when you talk to people and they so strong in their belief, and but by the time you finish talking to them, they don't even have a clue on who the Father is. They don't have a clue on who he is. And they don't even want to, the bad part is they don't even want to know. I'm in the conversation, I stay in conversation at job. I just drop little nuggets. And then I come back and I try to fix some nuggets. I try to talk and go through the nuggets with people. That's my job. As a called out one, that is my job, to speak Abba's word. I mean, we don't have to always verbally speak it. For the most part, we should be showing his word through action. Well, she gave me a movie. It was about a month or two ago, and the movie was called, oh, man, The Remainder. It's one of those Left Behind movies, you know, and came to me, oh, Sean, this movie is so good. I know you would like it because, you know, we always talking about the word. I know you would like it. And I took it home and I said, oh, and I looked at it. And all I thought about was, I wanted you to know that the word rapture is not even in the Bible. You know, not let alone that there is no rapture. There will not be no rapture, that the word rapture itself is not even in the Bible. I wonder if she knows that. But she was excited about this, and equating this movie to something that the Most High, the Heavenly Father, is going to do for his people. I don't read that in there. He hasn't shown me that when I get intimate with him. But because he has been in the organization or a religion for so long, he's thinking that the rapture is real. And every now and then I tell people, I said, you know what? People have to be retaught the word of Yah all over again. Retaught Bible principles all over again. I mean, we as believers, even if you're a baby believer, one that's just walking in, and if you started reading for yourself, you can look at the word of Yah, wow, ain't no other religion out here. Or there is everything else is a religion, but Yah's word has no religion in it. It has none. People get perplexed and get confused when I tell them I have no religion. But yet we just had a good conversation about the word of God. Yes, we did. But in our conversation, you never heard me mention religion. In our conversation, you never even heard me mention that I was a quote-unquote Christian. But they assumed that automatically when you started talking about the Messiah. And once again, as a relationship with the Messiah and a relationship with the Father, how we get to that relationship with them, we have to first know who they are. We have to first know who they are, what they are called, and why are we in relationship with them, what is the benefit in being in a relationship with them. I'm quite sure most women, they before they get in a relationship with a man, that's one of the questions that they ask. What is it? What benefit is there in being in a relationship with you? And most women look for security in a man. They look for some type of protector in a man. Now, if a burglar come in the house and she got to be the running down the steps with the bat, she will look at the brother and say, I don't need you. What I need you for, brother? I'm the one running down here with the bat. You screaming and howling. You try to hide. Let's run out the back door. So women, in some sense, they will size a man up. And that way right there, I will ask us the exact same thing. Prove me. I will say, prove me. Size me up. Size me up. Look, come and learn me. I'm jumping ahead of my son. But what is the first thing that we must do when we come in a relationship? We must first come to an agreement if we won't become in a relationship. Once we know the person, once we get introduced to the person, we know each other's names, we've been seeing each other, now we must come to an agreement. But let me go back and read this thing on courtship and see if we hear anything. Courtship is the period in a couple's relationship which precedes the engagement and marriage. Let me say that again. It precedes the engagement and marriage. Wow, but in our day and time, brothers and sisters are getting married too fast. We're getting married way before we even know the person, whether it be male or female. Male or female. We get married too fast in some instances. Now, granted, some of them may work out, some of them may not, but you can find out the ones who worked out is the ones in that scripture that says, he who builds his house I'm paraphrasing it. If the brother or sister can find it for me. Without Yahweh, it shall fail. He who build a house without on the foundations of Yahweh, it shall fail. But once they get that, I'll be able to read that. So if we build a relationship and if the foundation is Yahweh, it will prosper. Let me move on. For establishment of an agreed relationship, we must agree to this relationship. We must say, yes, we're in a relationship. And sometimes relationships develop without even a person telling the other person, or we are communicating with one another, agreeing. Why? Because we have become intimate. And most people equate intimacy or sex with love. We're going to talk about that too, but not this week. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into sex. And that's how most relationships start. Why? Because I done laid down with this sister, and she done put it on me. I'm in love. I done laid down with this brother, and he done put it on me. I'm in love. No, for the most part, most of us are in lust. Because we don't even know the person. And that's how most relationships, not all, starts out. Why? Because we're moving too fast. Even in our Hebrew walk, our Hebrew brothers and sisters, because you got a lot of Hebrew brothers and sisters are not. Just simply, they are not Torah observant Hebrews. They are on Facebook and they are on all these social medias to see how many women they can get. And they are using that I'm a Hebrew or that I am a believer in the Most High and bringing in what the scripture talks about, silly women. Silly women. Okay, we're in Psalms 127, family. Toda. 127:1, in that scripture. A song of accents of Solomon. Unless Yahweh builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless Yahweh watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. Toda. Again, unless Yahweh build a house. And that means not just one, but two people must be in a committed relationship with Abba Yah first. But you have, again, there's a lot of facade, a lot of false relationships out here that's with the Father. So a lot of these times when they come together, they fall through because they didn't did the do way too soon. Way too soon. We're going to get to that part. Let me finish reading this. I want to jump ahead of myself. Or an establishment of an agreed relationship or a more enduring kind. A relationship of a more enduring kind. Enduring kind. What is the man talking about? What are they talking about? Not just getting in a relationship for the time being or so I can get and have sex, because I know people like that. I know Muslims like that. Muslims say, I don't want to commit adultery. I don't want to commit a sin so they will get married. I know a brother who's been home from prison for less than 2 years and been married these 4 times in the Islamic way of life. Quote unquote. Been married 4 times, then brought 4 women under his wings, and been divorced 4 times. But in his mind, I don't want to sin, So me not sinning, I'm going to marry these women. And the false deity, Allah, allows that. Allows that type of action to go on. But it's not, even in our Hebrew, a lot of Hebrews are using the same thing. Do you think Abba Yah wants you to marry your sister? And when things don't go right, that you just break off and you go marry another sister? Wow, he's talking about you have polluted that land right there. She is no more good. Yahushua said it like this. Moses only gave y'all the bill of divorce because the hardness of your heart. But these are the tricks of Hasatan first. I'm always giving him his props. And of these deceitful brothers who do not want an enduring relationship. They don't want that. Why? Because we are moving too fast. We do not want to court a woman. And a lot of that happens with Yahweh too family. We do not want to court Yahweh. We want to get in, we want to hear this, we want to hear that, and it's all good to us. That's what the parable of the seed talks about. You know, when he talks about when you hear the word and you receive the word and it was good to you, but the fowls of the air, they come and they take it away. Why? Because it wasn't deep-rooted in you. You just heard it and it was good and you ran with it. Did not stop to take time to learn of it, to make it a part of you first. But let me finish reading this definition. During courtship, a couple get to know each other and decide if they will be an engagement or an other such agreement. We're going to read that scripture. We're going to read a scripture that Yahweh wants us to get to know him first. To diligently seek his face. We know when we had a woman we asked her, man, we go through so many means to make sure that woman recognize us. We go through so many means so we can learn that woman. You know what? She go get her coffee every Tuesday. I've been watching her for the last couple of weeks. Every Tuesday, 9 o'clock, she in there getting her coffee at the Starbucks. I even know how many sugars she get in there. We're studying. You know why? Because our motives, we want that woman. So we're studying. I know that she gets a lemon cake also with that. So tomorrow at 8:55, I'm going to already have it for her. When she walk out the building, about to walk in to Starbucks, I'll be there waiting for her with her coffee, 3 scoops of sugar, and a lemon cake. Because we didn't study them. We didn't know what she wanted. See, women, they would use different means to get a man, because we silly. We so easy to get. We think we not, but we are so silly. You know, that's why Yahweh talks about that woman in, what was that, Psalms 139, I can't remember right offhand, but he talks about how she stands in the walkway waiting for a man that she can get. And at night, he knows, hey, she bad. She knows how to get a man. We sell it. We think we not. We think we slick. But we sell it when it comes to that. When it comes to that part of the sex, we are the weaker sex. We are. When it comes to that part. And Yahweh knows that. That's why when you read in the virtuous woman, his mother gives him advice about a woman. Because he knows how silly we are when it comes to women. But I'm going off again. Think about how when you want to get to know that woman. Hey, let's go to movies tonight. What you doing Friday night? Or, you know, we can't do that. As a Sabbath. You know, me and a couple brothers and sisters, we going down here. We going to the movies. You know, we going to see Noah's Ark. Would you like to go with us? See, we moving in. We may not be giving game. We may be sincere in what we want, but we move in. How different is our relationship towards the Father than that? How much do we take the time to know the Father? How do we speak to Him on a daily? Do we know little things when He's speaking to us? Do we even hear His voice at times? I hear to say, He speaks to us daily. Every single day, Abba Yah speaks to us. Every day. It ain't a day that go by that the Father don't speak to us. We may not be listening or paying attention, but that woman, we won't pay attention because we want to court her. We want to get her. We have motives. No different than what Abba Yah. Abba Yah has motives too. He had motives. Matter of fact, I'm going to read that. Can somebody give me is that Jeremiah, what's that, 29:13? I'm thinking what his motives and his thoughts is for. But let me finish reading this while I'm finding it. A courtship may be an informal and private matter between a male and female, or may be a public affair or a formal agreement with family approval. Traditional in the case of formal engagement, let's go back to a family. We don't even do that no more. But we have two brothers and sisters here that's in a family engagement. The two families came together. Yeah, that's far and few in between in this world system today. Brother gonna look at a father today like, man, why I got to go talk to your father about marrying you? Why your father want to meet me? Meet me for what? A woman, why I gotta go meet your family? For what? Before we can become anything, I need you to come meet my family. That don't happen in this world. That don't happen. But it still happens in our world. It still happens. Why? Because He's sending one of His Malachim to go and get you, to go and meet with you. He sent His Son to come and meet with us even before we can go back and meet Him. We had to meet the Son first. We can't go and meet the Father until we finish courtshipping with the Son. We can't do that. I mean, you know, you got people out here who believe we can, but we cannot meet the Father until, and hopefully that the Son chooses us, and hopefully that we stay in that engagement as long as it takes, until the end come, as He said. Those who endure to the end. Remember, we're talking about relationship. Now we're in a relationship right now. We're in an engagement right now. Remember, there are 10 virgins. 1 5 foolish and 5 wise. Who they was waiting for? The bridegroom. The 5 foolish, they didn't keep their oil lamps filled. The 5 wise, they kept their oil lamps filled. They knew and understood that one day He'll be back. What day, I don't know, so I'm going to stay diligent in the work that I have to do. If I buy, I say, hey, it's a long time before He come back. I want to get married. Yes, I want to walk down the aisle, but I have time. Tomorrow not promised to us. So we don't know if we have time. So be like the five wise. Keep that lamp filled. Keep that lines of communication with Yahusha up open. You got that scripture? I can't. Which one is that?
Jeremiah 29:13. And he shall seek me and find me.
Amen.
When he shall search for me with all your heart.
Amen. That was it. Okay, let me get down. I'm going to go ahead and read that, Akia Torah. Yahweh has motives too. And these are his motives. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Everybody who is in love, everybody who's ever been in love, this is what we want from that significant other. Thoughts of peace. Say amen. Let me start over. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahweh. Thoughts of peace and not evil. To give you an accepted end. Thoughts of peace. You know, for the most part, the things that bring us the most harm, the things that bring us the most unrest, is the one that is closest to us, our wives and our husbands. I know for a fact that can't nobody in this world get under my skin like my wife. And she going to say the same thing to you about me. Ain't nobody in this world can get under her skin like me. And nobody in this world can make me angry or come out of character like she can. And vice versa. I can do that to her easily. And that's for a reason. Yes, it should not be always, and it should be thoughts of peace towards one another, but the only one that's going to give us thoughts of peace, the only one that's going to have those type of thoughts of us always and constantly is Abba Yah. That's it. That relationship right there, that is his motive for us. Yahushua said it like this: I must be about my Father's business. What is his Father's business? Bringing salvation to mankind. Saving souls. That is the relationship that we must have with our. And you know what, though? Once we become in that right standard, in that relationship with our Father, like the prayer started off with where we prayed earlier, if your relationship with the Father is in right standard and in order, then you will also say, like Yahushua said, I must be about my Father's business. And you will say that I need to be out there saving mankind. Oh, brother, you done stepped out. You done said some things you shouldn't have said. Us. How in the world are you going to save mankind? Because he lives in me. He lives in me. And if I allow Yahushua, if I allow his spirit to mingle with my spirit and to overcome my spirit, then he will live through me. And it will be my business to save his people. But when you get to that point, that's when you're in a perfect relationship with the Father. You're in a perfect intimacy with the Father. And I ask the brothers and sisters, is your thoughts about being in Abba's business, about saving mankind, about laying down your life for mankind? Because that's what happens when you become in a perfect relationship. As we know, and as we're talking about relationships, there are courtships. There are times that we are growing to know the Father. We are growing, in process of growing to know the Father, you get to grow to know yourself in this relationship. You ain't going to jump in here and say, okay, well, that dude down the street that just cussed me out, I'm going to lay my life down for him. No, it takes years of practice. It takes time to come to that relationship. But for every person that says that they are a believer and that they are in a relationship with the Father or with His Son, that's where your relationship ends up at. Laying your life down, being salvation towards mankind. And that's by any means necessary. Sometimes you may have to turn down some doctrines. You ain't going to be able to just go in and say, hey, brother, I know you're a cocaine addict. Come on up out of here. Stop using cocaine. You're going to have to find a method to get to that brother who's on cocaine that Jesus has brought off of cocaine for some. No, Jesus then brought me out of this. I know you lying about him. I know you lying about him. But this brother right here, he's not in a relationship with the Father at all. He is what Brother Shaul brought out in 2 Corinthians 11. All these ministers who are ministers of Satan who turned themselves into ministers of righteousness. Now, he didn't set under one of them. So he never even got to know the Father. Now, you got to go and tell a brother, you don't have a relationship with the Father. You don't even know him. But that's coming into perfect relationship. Did not Yahushua do that? Look at his life. He told the Pharisees those exact same words. You're blind leaders of the blind. You're not getting salvation, and you're not letting nobody else get salvation. There's only an hour tonight, family, so I'm going to have to cut off and bring it back. But we're talking about relationship, because that's what it's about. It's not about how many scriptures you know. It's not about how many times you come to service. It is about that, though, because that's how you get to know the Father. But we're talking about relationship, and how do you become or get in a relationship with the Father? By studying to show thyself approved. And I have that down, so it's going to be a part two. But let us build the relationship. Our spiritual leader, Brother Yakiel, is always putting out there, spend time with Abba. We have all the time in the world for everything else, but we do not have time to spend with Abba. Spend time with Abba. That's all we have to do, and he will open up his word to us. Well, Yahushua say, I stand and knock. You know, I mean, some of us didn't let him in. We open up that door. But we're not still communicating with the Father. So our lives get hard at times. Our lives go through trials and tribulations at times because we're not communicating with Him. We're not speaking the things that we know we ought to speak. We're not asking the Father what we should be asking Him. Remove this, Father. He said this, hey, if you had the faith of the mustard seed, you ain't got to ask me. You can remove it yourself. That's coming in a perfect relationship with the Father. I'm going to have to stop here, family, and we're going to pick up next week. I did. did have a brother, Matiah, and I want to ask the family to keep the brother and his family in prayer. His mom went to the hospital, so keep them in prayer. Keep all Yisrael in prayer, family, but especially for those who are sick among us. And prayer works. Shalom, family.
Enslave and oppress them for 400 years.